This is Dr. Mejia, the 10 for the patient Jeffrey Brown. Medical records 149650-36-726-1984. Reference session, Dr. Bhat, B-H-A-T, Tapan, T-A-P-A-N. Procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, it's 4/27/2022. Indications, changing bowel habit, anorexia, IBS constipation, bloating, post of diagnosis, impression, diffuse gastritis, number two, polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number three, otherwise, number EGD, number four, antenna hemorrhage, number five, no gross lesion seen in the colon, next number, suboptimal preparation, pure paragraph Teflon insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum terminal ileum for the colonoscopy, complications non immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, pure paragraph autopsy as per double temple, pure terminal ileum was also examined, pure paragraph findings, EGD findings, autopharynx appear normal, pure paragraph esophagus appear normal, pure paragraph stomach, there's a diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsy is taken, pure paragraph is diffuse, erythema in the anterior body, biopsy is taken, pure paragraph, duodenum, D1, D2 appeared normal, biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum, relapsed celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Timothy descending colon, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph. Splenic flexure, transverse colon, hepatic flexure, no gross lesion seen, pure paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum, no gross lesion seen, period. Terminal ileum appeared normal, period. Biopsies were taken from the right and left side of the colon, rely on macroscopic colitis, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, fiber supplementation. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months, given the suboptimal preparation during this exam.